Floodwaters may have receded through much of the Midwest, but not from Spring Green, Wisconsin, at least not enough. In that town, the water is not receding quickly enough, and that could cause a problem with federal aid. FEMA has pledged to help homeowners displaced by the floods, but it will not send in inspectors until all the water is gone. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Waist-deep water covers much of Spring Green's farmlands and neighborhoods, as well as its cemetery and motel. Near a main intersection, a large diesel-powered pump roars away as cars slosh through the frothy water. Town Chairman Benny Stenner says the pump is slowly draining water from what locals call the lake, a space that sprawls 300 acres under an estimated 150 million gallons of water. The pump's positioned over the town's only sewer connecting with the Wisconsin River 2 miles away. It began pumping in June, a month that brought 15 inches of rain over a 5-day period.
Friday the 13th, we started it up, and we've been pumping ever since, 24 hours a day since then, and that's our only exit for water right now.
The pump removes 1 million gallons of water daily, but it's not nearly enough. It's a mere drop out of the bucket. Thanks to an unusually high water table in the region's flat prairie, Spring Green's 1,400 residents are dealing with a flood that simply won't subside.
You can smell the smell as soon as you walk in here.
People like Kevin Wilkins, whose basement is under 5 feet of stagnant gray water.
Everything down there is destroyed. Furnace, a hot water heater, a lot of family heirlooms, photo albums, and clothing of our kids when they're young.
But until inspectors can actually see the furnace, FEMA inspectors aren't going to Wilkins' basement anytime soon. FEMA coordinator Dolph DeMont recently explained the situation at a packed town hall meeting.
We have over $500,000 in this Spring Green community already through checks distributed for homes that are not underwater. But we're in a situation where we send an inspector out. They have a checklist, and they have to say the furnace, their structural damage, the washer and dryer's bad. They literally can't do an inspection until they can get into the home. Even in Katrina, no homes are underwater this long.
DeMont said he could understand people's frustration. FEMA and state leaders say they're trying to work out an assessment process unique to this town, but there's no timeline. Meanwhile, a coalition of local farmers and homeowners is pushing their own solution: build drainage ditches under the town's main street. Farmer Jeff Sprecher, who's lost close to 150 acres and some cattle to the floodwaters, says the plan is simple.
Highway 14 is a dike. It will not let the water cross. I've talked to several engineers that could put culverts under the highway, basically poke a hole in and not even shut traffic down, and we could have this water moved out in a short time instead of 5 years from now.
Local leaders say it's natural to want a quick fix, but say a more intensive drainage system developed with more studies may be the best option. And the Corps of Engineers is doing its own assessment of how to remove the water. And of course, all plans take time. Meanwhile, everyone here hopes for drier months ahead. Just 1 inch of rain is enough to undo more than a week's worth of pumping in Spring Green. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.